I got to say, I had it really easy today. Notice how short the gospel was? And notice that there were no words like Phrygia and Pamphylia and Macedonia and all that stuff. So thank you for reading that for me. It almost was like he was speaking a different language. Yeah. Almost sounded like something like this. Hutas gar hegepesen hetheasta kosmen. Hoste ton wien ton monogene edelkin. Henepaso pistoion esato me apoleta al eke zoen ionian. How many people know what I just said? It's almost like speaking a foreign language, right? Just like on the day of Pentecost, the apostles have been told to go on this day of ascension, to go to Jerusalem and wait until the power of the Holy Spirit comes upon them. And on this day, the power of the Holy Spirit came upon them. And they started speaking in language that, if I heard them, I wouldn't understand a word they said. They're mostly speaking, probably their main language would have been, yeah, that one, in Greek. But as my mind just goes blank on what their main language would have been. But anyway, they would have, if they had spoken in those languages, a lot of the people there from different places might not have understood. As I just spoke, and none of you just, you kind of look at me like, what are you saying? Does anyone know John 3:16? You want to say it? Now, does that sound like what I just said? Did you hear him? Does that sound like what I just said? But it is what I just said. That's what I said. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. This is Greek, what the New Testament was first written into. So it sounded like babbling to you, but it did not sound like babbling to the people who were listening that day. Because they were hearing it in whatever language they knew. So the disciples, the apostles, all of a sudden were able to speak all these languages that they knew, the people knew, and they were able to understand what was being said. So a lot of people, they just heard a bunch of babbling, but it wasn't babbling. It was for all the people to listen. Now, there was a time a little over 100 years ago that I would not be standing here speaking to you in English, probably. I would probably be speaking to you in German, as it used to be in the Lutheran Church. The services were in German. Now, I won't be speaking it very good, and I won't be understanding what I said today if I spoke thus, and neither would you. But today is the day that the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples. And this connects with our gospel reading very well today. Living water, rivers of living water that Jesus is speaking about was given to the disciples that day. Now, rivers of living water, it could come from two people. If you read the in the gospel, there's an alternate reading for it. So who is the one that the living water is flowing from? Is it Jesus? Or is it the apostles? Is it Jesus or is it us? And I have a one-word answer for that. Yes. Yes. It covers both. Now, let's look at an example of this. First off, let's go way back to the Old Testament and where there's some living water first appears that we really hear a major demonstration of it. The Israelites were wandering through the desert and they were parched. Does everyone know what the word parched means? Okay. Their throats were getting very dry. And they were, give me water, I'm thirsty. Why'd we come out of Egypt? I'm going to die out here. Moses, you let us out here. And God told Moses to take his staff and to strike a rock. And what happened? Water, living water came for the people. Now I'm going to give you another example. Living water. Does anyone remember another time when Jesus speaks to someone about living water? Yes? Ah, man, you wrote my sermon for me today. Thank you. Yeah. And so the Samaritan woman, where did Jesus meet her? At a well. And he met her at a well. And he said to her, because he was thirsty, did you know Jesus could get thirsty? He could. He is true God, but he's also true man, and he could get thirsty, and he was thirsty. And he told the woman, give me a drink. Now, this woman was there at that time of day, very abnormal, because usually they would be in there in the morning. Now it's noontime, and the sun's up, and she comes to get water. Why? Because she had been married five times. I don't remember how many times, a lot. And the man she was with, she was not married to. So she was kind of an outcast from her society. So she had to come at her own time, and she's there. And then she starts talking to Jesus. And she goes, and he tells her, from me comes living water. So the living water came from Jesus. Rivers of living water came to her, and she heard all about Jesus when he told her that he was the one whom they were waiting for. And she believed him. And what did this outcast do when she heard him? She ran and told the people in the town, the people that were ignoring her, she ran and told them, and out of her flowed what? Rivers of living water. And people came and to believe through what she said, and they came and met Jesus. And they, because living water flowed from Jesus to her, to the people. And now today, in the reading from Acts, the power of the Holy Spirit. Who's the Holy Spirit? Yes? I'm going to actually disagree with you a little bit right now. God did not make the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God. We'll talk more about this next week when we celebrate the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. But God gave him to us, sent him to us to help us believe. You're right on that part. So the Holy Spirit usually gets a short shrift. We don't pay a lot of attention to him. And I was at a Bible study a couple weeks ago, and somebody said that the Holy Spirit is subservient to the Father and the Son. I go, watch what you say. Watch what you say. It wasn't a pastor, it was one of the people. I go, watch what you say. The Holy Spirit is equal to the Father and the Son. So let's be careful on how we talk about him. He is God, sent from the Father and the Son, just like the Son was sent to us by his Father. So on Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was sent to them. And it was very powerful. There was a wind like you've never heard before, a roaring wind. But it wasn't a tornado or a hurricane. It was just the sound of the wind. And then all of a sudden, tongues of fire were on the disciples. And the Holy Spirit was poured out living water. He poured out living water to the disciples, to the apostles, so that they could then speak in words that the people could understand. The rivers of living water flowed from the apostles to the people who were listening. And they might have heard this. Ugar apostelin hathias ton huion es ton cosmin henna krina ton cosmin al henna sote hakosmos di atu. How many understood what that was? John 3:17. For God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world. Jesus was not sent to condemn us, but he was sent in order that the world might be saved through him, in order that the world would receive rivers of living water. God loves us so much that he gave us his Son. The Son loves us so much that he went upon the cross, suffered, died, and was raised again and ascended into heaven for us. The Holy Spirit loves us so much that he came to us in our baptism. He comes to us when we hear the word preached. He comes to us at all times. And he guides us and leads us. He also shows us the way not to go, but he guides us and leads us. And because he leads us, we're able to go out and have rivers of living water pour out from us through Jesus to us, to others. To which others? The people we like? Should we have it poured out to the people we like? Yeah? The people we don't like, how about them? Yes. Our enemies? Yes. To everybody. So when we leave here today, let the living water pour out from you. The Holy Spirit will lead you on how to do so, because we're all not going to do it the same way. Brothers and sisters in Christ, God desires all people to be saved. He sent his Son. He loves us so much that he sent his Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And he loves us so much that he sent his Son not to condemn us. He desires all people to be saved, but in order that we and they would be saved through him. Remember this as we go out today. God loves us so much. He did all of this for us. Rivers of living water. And I could read some more words that you wouldn't understand, and basically a lot of it, I'd have to look up what the words meant myself too. But just remember, we speak to people where they're at, who they are. We pray that the Holy Spirit lead us. If we meet somebody who might work in one profession, and all professions are good, they're vocations given by God. But if we speak to somebody who's maybe a cleaning person at a hotel, and we speak to somebody else who might be a doctor, we would probably speak to them a little differently. John, a fisherman, I liked it when we translated John as I was in school. He wrote a very simple Greek. Luke, a doctor. I didn't like trying to interpret him or very much translate him very much. Because his Greek was a lot more advanced. Speak to people where they are at. And if I ever speak to you in a way that you will say, I don't understand you, let me know. I'm going to give you an example. Third commandment. Can anyone tell me what the third commandment is? And you're going through your head, okay, let me see, correct? Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Now, if I would have said that at another church of another denomination, they would say, do not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, because they number the commandments different. I was at a church one time, and the person delivering the sermon said, as we know in the third commandment. And then he didn't say what the third commandment was. And I was at seminary, and I found myself tuning him out because I'm trying to think of, okay, the third commandment. Da-da-da-da-da. So if I ever do that to you, if I ever say something to you like that, call me out on it. Say something to me. Say, you're not speaking in a language that we can understand. Or even the opposite. If you feel like that I'm speaking to you where I think I'm higher than you because I'm not, let me know that too, okay? Because I want to speak to you in a way that you would understand. Just as I would, the Holy Spirit would lead you to speak to others in the way that they would understand. Now, I want to give thanks. And your name is? Yes, you. Xavier. I want to give thanks to Xavier for helping me write my sermon today. He came all the way from Kentucky to do so. So thank you very much. Much appreciated. God bless each and every one of you. What a wonderful gift that God has given us, his Holy Spirit, to give us the faith to believe in Jesus, and so that living water can flow out of us, telling others what Jesus has done for them and for us. In the name of Jesus, amen. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.